evening, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and our number here is 508-222-1320. Good morning. I am sure some of you are laying in bed just rolling over and listening to us, and others are up and about and just reading the local newspaper. So I've got a lot to talk to you about, and also at 7:35 today, we have in studio, Jim Corbin is actually going to be here live and in person. Yay! So I can't wait to see him. You know, I have to say, I, from time to time, will give out kudos awards for my show, and there's a local businessman that really gave back to the community. So bear with me for just a moment. With all the things that are happening in the world today, and it's just on shaky ground, and everybody's so worried, and we get bad news all the time, I'm a positive person, and I want to be able to balance that out with some really good people that are doing really great things. And this is a local person that needs my Elaine LaRoche Kudos Out and About Award today. So bear with me here. Here we go. All right, so on Wednesday afternoon at Falls Elementary School, children came out to play on the playground. No big deal, right? But listen to this. Kwan's Kitchen had kicked in $35,000 needed to purchase a new playground for North Attleboro. And it all came about when the PTO from North Attleboro Falls Elementary School went to Kwan's restaurant to just ask for some gift certificates. And so they were just looking for a small donation for the project, and they never expected this generosity he displayed. So Kwan, who set up shop in North Attleboro in 2003, immediately contacted the selectmen to see how he could help. So they said to them, yeah, the playground is in tough shape and everything. And so Kwan said, well, you know, why don't I just donate $35,000 to give back to the community of North Attleboro, because when I first started here, North Attleboro, the community of North Attleboro, has always supported me, my business, and my family. So he gave $35,000 to the North Attleboro Falls Elementary School. And I just think that that is so excellent. And I will go to Kwan's Kitchen. I do go to there. I have to say I go to another restaurant in South Attleboro, but I am going to go there purposely to support him and to thank him. So Eric Kwan and his family was very, very generous in paying out $35,000 so they could have a new playground at Falls Elementary School. So if you go there, say thanks to the family because they were so awesome. So kudos to him and his family. I have some more good news. And originally we were going to have Mayor Dumas on today, but he had another commitment, and he's going to be on later in the month. But it hit the newspapers today that Mayor Dumas had announced that the homeowners, they were going through the budget, as you know, if you read in the paper and everything, but it was decided that the water and wastewater and trash fees won't go up this year in the fiscal year 2018. So that's really, really important, because there was a hike in 2017, but after going over all the budgets and everything, they decided that they would not raise fees, which is a really big deal. It's been a really tough year, he said, laying off 37 school folks on one side and 10 layoffs on city side. And next year, no layoffs are expected on the city's portion of the spending plan. So that's really great, too. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the water ban has been lifted, too. I think I did receive information about that, too. So spring is coming. I mean, it's here, but looking out, it's like it doesn't feel like it is. So hopefully we'll be able to go to the flower show, and I'll talk a little bit about the home show that's in Providence, Rhode Island this whole weekend. But speaking of the flower show, if you took my advice and went over to the Attleboro Arts Museum, didn't you see some of the most exquisite flower arrangements in your life? I had such a great time. I went there. I bumped into Emily of Emily's Garden, and she had this beautiful, almost like a fairy type, way back. I mean, you could just close your eyes and you'd be transported into a beautiful, beautiful imaginary fantasy garden with beautiful, like she had a small little bubble machine in there that was just making the whole essence of it all. And I voted for the best because her display was the best. But she had like little betta fishes throughout the garden, and you had to look every single detail. You had to scoot down and look up at different flowers and everything. I've never seen it. Such a beautiful arrangement. They had others there too. They had the URI Master Gardeners, which I did take their business card because I figure at the beginning of May, we'll start to look at our vegetable gardens and flower beds and things like that. So they're going to come on and we'll talk about cultivating gardens and how to get started. And they gave buckets and buckets and buckets of seeds, everything from corn and tomatoes and peas and snapdragons and all kinds of flowers and everything for your gardens too. So maybe what I'll do is go down there or have them come up here with a basket and leave them at the station so you can stop in and get some, because I tell you, they had so many seeds and everything, they couldn't give them away. I think I took like I took like four of them and they gave me 20, and I said no, I don't need that, but they were very generous in doing that. So I appreciate the URI Master Gardeners and also all the folks that put together the flower show last week. Kudos to each and every one of you. Honestly, it was a lot of work and I realized that. So I do want to give out a shout out to Mike, and I want to say, hey, Mike, on April 27th at 8 p.m., I'll be back for that second dance, okay? And I have to tell you, this week was a tough week for me. Yesterday, I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I just couldn't get back to sleep, so I was a little tired all day. But I did have an adventure I do want to share with you today, and you tell me if you can relate to this or not. I did have to go to a dermatologist the other day. Why do our bodies have to change? You know, I've noticed more spots on my body than a Dalmatian. When I went to the dermatologist, it's like, you know, he's marking these different marks on my body, and I'm going, yep, okay. So then he says, well, these are skin tags, he said, and I said, skin tags, what is that? And he told us that it's hereditary and all that other stuff. Well, let me tell you, folks, the only tags I want to see are on clothes that I buy at JCPenney and Burlington Coat Factory. So I said to him, you know, my body's like a connect the dot game. But anyway, he did come up with five tags, and he said, you have three options. One, I can burn them off. Two, I can cut them off. Or three, I can freeze them off. And I said to him, well, what option doesn't hurt? And he said, I'll freeze them. So I said, okay, I'll come back. He said, oh, no, we're going to do it right away. And I said, today? And he said, yeah. Well, I immediately turned into a seven-year-old, and I said, well, gosh, will it hurt? And he said, stick out your finger. So I stuck out my finger, and he squirted the liquid nitrogen. And I said, well, it tickles. Like, I guess it's okay. Well, on your neck, it's very sensitive. So when he started zapping me, it felt more like a burn than a... Anyway, to make a long story short, I came back from lunch and one of my coworkers asked me if I had a little afternoon delight. And I laughed. I said, don't I wish? I said, why would you say such a thing? She said, go into the ladies' room. So I went into the ladies' room and I hadn't noticed, but the side of my neck had started to burn. And I looked in the mirror, and to my horror, I seen like five marks that actually looked like hickeys. Luckily, I had only two more hours of work, and then the next day I wore a turtleneck. But hey, you know, it's just, she still kids me about it, but bottom line, it's been taken care of, and in 2 weeks, it'll just go away. So today, I'll switch gears, is April Fool's Day. Be aware, everybody and anyone that you know is going to play a trick on you. So I just want you to be prepared, because in the years past, people have always zapped me. And I want you to know that, damn, it just, it kills me because I get me. They do get me. Anyway, if you've ever been played a trick on, or if you know what you're going to do today and like to share with our listening audience, our number is 508-222-1320. I don't know. I have Mike on the board today. Mike, have you ever played a trick on anyone that you can talk about on live radio?
Let's see. I've done lots of crazy things when I was younger. I used to work at a radio station in Providence years ago. And I used to do the overnights, and there were four radio stations in the same building. And I used to call and prank phone call each other. And one time it was, snow was in the forecast, and snow didn't even happen yet. And I would call the studio down the hall, and I'd make believe I was Pete the Snowplow guy, and I would actually tell that person there to move his car, or else we're going to tow it. And then I would call the two stations downstairs and tell them that they had to move their cars. And this went on for like about a good 3 or 4 hours, you know. And then finally they were like, I would go out and look in the sales office and look out the window to see the, you know, them moving their cars, and I'd be laughing hysterically. And then they would come back and they'd be like, when I called them again, there was this one kid that didn't move his car, and they were like, well, how come everyone else has to move their cars, but Mike Catanzaro doesn't? And it was like, because this is Pete the Snowplow Guy. I told you to move.
Oh, my God. You admitted that, huh?
Well, and then there was another one. We had this machine at one radio station I worked at in the production studio that could alter your voice. You could make your voice into different octaves, and you know, you can make yourself sound older, younger. You could change the pitch. You can make your voice sound like a woman's voice.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So for 1 month, I had the guy, poor guy's gone now. He's gone home to be with the Lord. But I had him going for about 2 or 3 months because I made him think that I was some, you know, intern from Rhode Island College, and I was wanted to go out with him.
Oh my God.
A woman. And then he would brag to me that he had a date. And my friend Mike next door, the studio next door, goes, when are you going to tell him? I go, finally, I did tell him. I got a punch in the face. But, you know, that's okay. I had it coming.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I did a lot of crazy things when I was younger.
Didn't we all, Mike? Didn't we all, right? That we can talk about it.
Yeah, yep.
Well, billionaire Richard Branson, who owns Virgin Airlines, April Fool's joke, one of his in 1989, designed a hot air balloon to look like a UFO and hired a dwarf, excuse me, that looked like an E.T. Well, he had him in an E.T. costume. So can you imagine a hot air balloon coming over and you have like a somebody in there and people are looking at it and it's like an E.T. character, and he scanned around and he kept going all around that area and he was scaring everybody, was asking, who the heck is this, what is going on? It made all the news and everything in 1989, so that was pretty, that would be pretty good. What about in 1996, April Fool's prank was played by the Taco Bell Corporation. They took out a full-page ad that it appeared in 6 major newspapers throughout the country and said that they had bought the Liberty Bell, and it was renaming Taco Liberty Bell. And the National Historic Park in Philadelphia received hundreds of outrage calls. I think that's pretty cool. Easter next year, listen to this, next year Easter will be on April Fool's Day. Imagine that. So we have Easter holiday, and it's going to be April Fool's Day. Wow. And on April Fool's Day in 1997, the Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak and Jeopardy host Alex Trebek swapped shows for the day. Isn't that cool? I think, wow, I did not see that. 1997. Nope. That is pretty, pretty cool. I think I would think that would be on the wrong, yeah. And on April Fool's Day on 1976, the BBC convinced many listeners that a special alignment of planets would temporarily decrease gravity on Earth. Phone lines were flooded with calls who claimed that they actually felt the effects. Wow, talk about psychological, huh? Input. All right, we are up against our first break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche. Stay tuned. We have more fun on Out and About with Elaine. We'll be right back after these messages.
In April, registered nurse Suzanne Faith will present a 3-part Alzheimer's education series for family caregivers in the Attleboro Public Library's Balfour Room. The series begins with Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias on April 11th at 1 o'clock p.m. and continues at the same time on 2 subsequent Tuesdays, April 18th and April 25th. This free series is offered by Hope Dementia and Alzheimer's Services in collaboration with a grant awarded from Harwich Human Services. Space is limited for these workshops, so pre-registration is required. To register, email info@hopedementia.org.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets, and they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Each year, nearly a quarter of a million people head to the emergency room due to slips in their bathrooms alone. When you add injuries caused on kitchen floors, pool decks, hardwood stairs, and walkways, it's over 1 million people. Your whole house is an obstacle course. That's why Sentinel Safe Floor Solutions provide services to make your existing floors slip-resistant and safe. Whether it's your family or your pet that has been slipping in your home, Sentinel Safe Floors can reduce the chances of being injured. Locally owned and operated and serving the greater Attleboro area, learn more about Sentinel Safe Floors by calling 508-535-5000.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun.
I love BJ Thomas, don't you? Yes, it is raining out today. Boy, is it coming down. But all those crocuses and grape hyacinths and daffodils will be coming up thinking that it's spring. Well, it is kind of. I wonder if we're going to get any snow later. We'll have to find out from our good pal Jim Corbin, who's heading down here today, which is really great. Listen to this. I want to give you some more April Fool's things, and then we've got the lottery and the movies, too. But on April Fool's Day in 1974, a man hauled 70 tires into a crater. It was a dormant volcano, right? But then he set it on fire, and he terrified the nearby residents into thinking that the volcano was about to erupt.
And then it really erupted.
No, it didn't really erupt, but it's like, can you imagine 70 tires? How long would that take you to haul 70 tires up to a crater?
Not a lot if you have a big truck.
Jeez. Unreal. I don't know. That's crazy. Oh, Gmail. I have a Gmail account. First launched on April 1st, 2004, and it was widely assumed that this service was just an April Fool's joke. Imagine that. Yeah. Oh, boy. Let's see. What else do we got here? All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Sun Engineers. Sun is a huge company out west. And they rebuilt the president's office on a pond on April Fool's. Only they could get away with that, I would think. I don't think corporate America would appreciate somebody moving the president's office into a pond. Yeah, nope, I don't think so. But listen to this. Now, when I first read this, and I thought, just for a nanosecond, I thought this was true, Mike, all right? On April Fool's Day in 1998, Burger King took out a full-page ad in USA, a newspaper, right? Introducing the Whopper design, especially for lefties like me. Oh. The new burger would contain the same ingredients as the original one, but it would rotate 180 degrees. Do you know thousands of customers swarmed the Burger King restaurants requesting the lefty burger?
I think I remember that, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
It was in USA Today, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, being a lefty, I thought, oh, this is great. This is really great. Students once hacked into the MIT website, can't do that now, to say that Disney Corporation had bought the school for $6 billion as an April Fool's prank. Yikes.
And Mickey Mouse is the new president.
That is too funny. And on April Fool's Day, I only have a few more folks, bear with me. On April Fool's Day 2002, NASA posted a picture that proved that the moon was made of cheese with an expiration date. I thought that was pretty cool, too. And then the, let's see here. Yeah, some of these are kind of like weird. All right, a few more, and then that's it. Okay. Oh, yeah, no. Okay, I'm not going to read that one. The last one I will read is the Nestle Corporation. On April Fool's 2008, they launched a new campaign initiating the indication that they're renaming the Butterfinger candy bar to The Finger. And they received many complaints and calls on that one. And that's the last April Fool's joke that I have for you guys.
Boy.
But if you guys have any April Fool's jokes that you're thinking of, I heard one, oh my God, a terrible one that a husband did to his wife last year on another station. What he did is he took Philadelphia cream cheese, a block, you know, with that, and he cut it very thin, and he put it over his wife's hard stick deodorant, like solid stick deodorant, and put the cap back on, put it in the refrigerator, let it set, take it out, put it in the bathroom, and she used it for like a week before she realized that what was going on, and it was, you know. So she really got mad at him, really got mad at him.
He was sleeping in the car for a week.
Yeah, I don't think that that went over very well at all. But it was like, you got to be kidding me. Who would think of that? They're still married. They still laugh about it now. He said, but they didn't laugh about it when it happened. Not at all. It was pretty bad. So people can get very, very creative, that's for sure. Anyway, listen, I'm going to do the lottery. And so if you played the lottery, I want to wish you the very best. And, of course, I'm here Monday. I mean, I'm here on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. And need a new car. Hello. Anyway, the lottery numbers for Mass Daily Number is 7, 1, 8, and 4. Rhode Island is 7, 5, 2, 9. Mass Cash, 6, 11, 14, 15, and 31. Mega Millions, I have 17, 24, 27, 32, 58. And the Mega Plier, I'll have to get the Mega Plier and the Mega Number because we don't have it here yet. If you've gone to the movies, if you're thinking of it, this is like the best day to go. Rainy days, you know, is just really great to go to the movies. There's a few of them that are new. There are some are getting a lot of buzz. One in particular that just came out, and it's not what you think. It's called The Zookeeper's Wife, and it's based on a true story of a zoo owner and his wife that were trying to hide Polish,
Polish penguins.
It was Polish residents that were trying to escape the Nazis.
Because
they did, you know, most people think of Germany, but actually they were invading Poland as well. And so the zookeeper opened up the zoo and folks were fleeing into the zoo. I don't know how or what's happening with that, but it's getting Oscar buzz so early in the game.
Wow.
And it's based on a true story, which I love these things.
Where was the zoo?
In Poland.
Oh, it was in Poland. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll have to find out more about
that. I just thought
to
myself, there's no penguins in Poland.
I don't think so. But anyway, Beauty and the Beast is the number one movie in the country for the third straight week. It's bringing in so many millions and billions of dollars that it's going to do really well. So look for a sequel, I'm sure. I was in a store the other day, just the other day, and there's Beauty and the Beast displays with all the dolls already there. They have dresses for the little girls, for Belle. You can dress up as Belle in the little yellow dress that is shown on the commercials of
the
movie.
I don't get it. Didn't they already make a movie for Beauty and the Beast?
A while back. It was an animated cartoon.
Oh, so this is the real thing now? A real version?
It's not a real.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's a Disney movie.
Like an act-out version where they have used actual
actors.
It's
live actors. Yeah, it's live actors.
Real as opposed to cartoon.
But they do have the mansion that you can book a night at, or you can go there to visit or something like that. I've seen that on air because an air travel agency was promoting that you could book a tour there or something like that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Hidden Figures is also getting in the top five of my list of things to see. Really good, based another one on five extraordinary Afro-American women who figured it all out with John Glenn's trip to the moon. They needed some guidance. He needed some guidance to come back in without, I guess when you hit the Earth's, actually, you know what, we'll ask Jim Corbin about that, because when you re-enter the Earth's atmosphere, you can, it gets so hot and everything, and
there's
the shield.
Resistance.
Yeah, and he got into a major problem out there. So that is based on a true story as well. And then my fourth pick is a Dog's Purpose, of course. I love dogs. I am a dog lover. I mean, I like cats too, and I've had both, but geez, you know, like, I'm actually babysitting tonight, and I'm so excited. I can't wait. And I'm babysitting Bella, the boxer tonight. So I'm really psyched about that as my neighbors take off for the weekend.
Now, if you get a cat early enough, you can train him to be a dog.
Yeah, no, it never
happened. My cat used to fetch sticks.
Yeah, no, it never happened. Not in my lifetime. Mm-mm. And then the last one, which is kind of corny and animated, is called Boss Baby. And I think that's going to tank. I mean, no offense, but I mean, they're putting everything on cartoons now and everything. But Alec Baldwin, when I hear his voice, I can't help but think about Donald Trump. And I just,
yeah.
I don't know how he's going to transfer to, you know, Boss Baby. You know, is he going to do the impression of Donald Trump while he's doing this? What kind of voice is he using? Is he using his own? I mean, these are some things that I think about and I worry about. It's like, you know, kids are going to come and see this movie. Are they going to, I don't know. But anyway, I digress there. But it is a great time to go out and see a nice movie this afternoon, this evening. It's going to be kind of crappy out, I guess, and we'll find out from Jim Corbin, who will be with us in just a little bit. And if you would like to call us, our number here is 508-222-1320. And we invite you to call in to just talk and say hi. And if you're also looking for something else to do, the 67th annual Rhode Island Home Show is happening at the Rhode Island Convention Center today. And the fun starts at 10 a.m. to 9, and then tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. $10, that's it for adults, and kids are free. If you go today and you pay your $10, if you decide you want to go back again, you can go in with free entry. So that's a really good deal for $10, that's for sure. And they have 15-room show house that folks have built. They have kitchens and bath. There's home technology to explore. They've got they've actually combined the Rhode Island Spring and Flower and Garden Show there, too. So I don't know how that's going to play out. They're actually sharing space with the home show. In years past, the Flower Show was something that my sisters and I enjoyed very, very much. But through the years, the cost of it, the reduction of flowers that you could actually purchase kind of turned us off to it. But so I'm glad that they're combining it with the home show. And they're saying that they have over 1,000 flowers to observe, look at, and you can actually grow. They have a greenhouse, and they'll explain to you how all that works. There's a lot of things to learn. They've got workshops there. They've got home decor. So you can go there and you can buy, you know, like pillows and different decors and decorating your home, getting some new ideas. There's over 100 exhibitors. This is good to see, because if they have all these wonderful people there, you know, I'm sure like when you walk in, there's going to be kitchen and bath and different things. But somebody said to me, you know, in all the years, why don't they make bigger bathtubs? Think about it. Like the average person back in the, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, they made them wide enough. But as we, you know, Americans, I mean, obesity is getting really prevalent here in the U.S. Somebody had said that to me. Why don't they make bigger bathtubs? So I'm going to bring that question to some of the people that are saying, oh yeah, and this bathtub, and I'm going to tell them that. I'm going to say, hey, I know when I was in France in Provence, they had a Kroller huge bathtub, and that's the first thing that I've noticed. I said, wow, this is an oversized bathtub. But when you think about it, it's like, makes perfect sense. It's great. So I think that needs to be improved. I'm going to work on that, and I'll report back to you next time. All right? I promise I will do that. Yes, the things that makes this curious mind work. Anyway, so you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I can't believe we're taking our second break, but we are. And our number here is 508-222-1320. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water.
Every 66 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Not only is the disease hard on the ones afflicted, but on their caregivers as well. On Sunday, April 30th, from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Community VNA will be holding their fourth annual Spring Break Luncheon to aid patients with Alzheimer's and their caregivers. Spring Break takes place at Lake Pearl, 299 Creek Street in Wrentham. This event is open to the public and features Sunday brunch, entertainment, raffles, and a silent auction. For more information about the event, you can visit www.communityvna.com or you can call 1-800-220-0110.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the 30 million Americans who skip breakfast every day? We don't need to remind you that skipping breakfast can have a detrimental effect on your health. The Breakfast Place, located at 187 Pleasant Street, across from the Shell gas station, has been serving their customers meals made to order for over 30 years, using vegetables from local farms and cage-free eggs. Owner Casey Darconti opens the Breakfast Place every day from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. And for those on the go, all meals are available for takeout.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. Oh my God, I can't believe it! Yay, we've got some really great guests.
Birthday cake tour, the Corbin tour continues.
Number two. Woo! Oh, look at this
time we've got. They actually took some time to put meteorologists on.
Oh,
nice. Tom Rafferty's in the house,
Tom,
and Jim Corbin.
So much,
this
three
is great.
The people in the bakery have seen you on Channel 6, 10, 12.
Yes.
And they want you to be on Channel 4.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Boston, okay. Well, we'll make, make an attempt. Oh, yeah, this is holding.
You okay?
Am I okay? Sure.
Yeah. Let me get this off.
Yes, great, sunny and clear out there. It's just marvelous. I got my suntan lotion.
You do.
Actually, yeah, just coming in, the rain had ended, and there was a little bit of sun starting to poke through.
Did he just get here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been listening.
Yes, I just walked in like a minute.
He did. We were a break. We went to break, and then we're just coming back. Perfect timing, guys.
Yeah.
They're going to share a mic, and we'll all share.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Yeah.
I guess I'm scheduled to fill in for Elaine in August of 2019. I can't wait. It's on my calendar.
No, actually, trip to Yorktown. And seriously, yeah, I'll have to have you.
Yeah.
For real, I'll let you know in August. I'm going down to Yorktown again, pick up my sister, and come back.
Oh,
we're going to do a flip side. Instead of me driving her back home,
yep,
she wants me to come down for us and pick her up.
Oh.
And then drive up here for 3 weeks. So.
I didn't see that on the Out and About website.
No, I'm a little behind, and I kind of just found out about it this week.
Oh.
But I'll ask you, absolutely.
Right. That's probably after the National Badminton Association that you're on the board of directors. And you're Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes, and the Tourism Bureau for Aix-Provence. Yes,
right.
How did you know?
I don't know. It's all in the budget.
Yeah, yes, it is. So how are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jim?
Very well.
Mike? Cake?
You both are so kind. Another cake, which was in the other one was in the refrigerator all week.
Right.
But this one, everyone here over the next few days has it. I'm going to take a piece.
I will too.
And I will.
I have my coffee.
And we'll put it back in the fridge again. But you were so kind, both of you.
That is great.
This is strawberry filled. Ooh. Yeah. And we've got the thing set up for Braintree. That party will be next weekend as the birthday tour continues. And then you're in Vermont
the birthday
there.
Birthday tour.
Great. In mid-May, that's the final culmination of the Corbin birthday tour.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Are we going to rent a bus or a limo? What do you think? I have connections with both.
So. I can fit three in my new car.
Oh, you can? All right, yeah. Great.
No.
Road trip.
How
I
was
love
the
it.
Ride in Worcester?
Oh, my God. I wanted to call you. It was sleeting and just... really miserable.
Oh my God!
Well, finally, it's over now. The sun is out now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's just.
Wow.
Yeah.
April Fools.
Yeah.
That's my April thing for this time. You know, over the years, I think we'd all agree that, you know, since April Fools, if you know it's coming, then you should over the years eventually not take a joke, real because you know it's coming, right?
You think, but then
why not fool people on, you know, July 18th or something.
You know?
I thought it's interesting that Elaine just mentioned, as I was listening coming in, that next Easter is April Fool's. That'll be interesting to see.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He's just going to fall on April Fool's? Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
2018.
Oh, and I said, oh, my Lord. Oh, my gosh.
And you mean there'll be a lot of Christmas jokes? That's terrible.
Really?
You know? Christmas jokes.
It'd be a great show to do, great April Fool's jokes. And, of course, part of this station was that they did a big... April Fool's gag every year.
Right.
So, were you involved?
Anyway. I so thought about doing
a few of them, two or three of them.
You seem to be the type that wouldn't be as much because you're so like.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't. They did a country and western thing once where it was.
Oh, they changed the format?
Yeah, and it was like country and western all day, and people were calling up, and Dave was playing Loretta Lynn, and you know, I guess all day Ron Straminski was like the cowboy from Nashville. And
That's awesome.
I think remembering Dave a year or so ago on that same theme, I think he did something years ago about saying the wrong time or something. He would be given.
Oh, that's right. There was one where they changed the clocks. Yeah. I think it was by an hour, and that was caused an outrage. people were calling up saying, you made me late to work.
Yeah, my.
One I was involved was called Soft Talk 1320, where all day long, and Dave said it was fit for me because I was always soft talk. Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your call. That was where they, all day long, it was people would call up, wow, oh my God, I can't believe this, and the mayor did this. And we would just go, thank you very much for your opinion, ma'am. Thank you for calling Soft Talk 1320. All day long, all
and
night.
People were getting annoyed because they wanted to argue back.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
You were just agreeing
and being
nice to them.
Right. So that was Soft Talk. I was involved in that one. So. That's anyway.
That fits you. You're just right. You'd be the
perfect
one to be cast for.
Yeah.
So tell us. I remember.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hear. But I wanted to know, can you give us a weather update? Because people are wanting to know what's going on.
Yeah, really.
For real, what is going on?
Yeah, well, it actually, I just, when I left Mansfield, I have a rain gauge. And as I was getting, just before I get into the car, I looked at it, and it was, of course, still raining. 1.7 inches of precipitation, and I say that because, as you probably know, there was some sleet yesterday afternoon and evening, also some snow. In fact, in the middle of the night, I looked out, and there was about a half an inch of snow on my car. So it did snow overnight. But the real story is, the ironic thing is, and we talked about this yesterday when you were in as well, Tom, 20 years ago today, remember the weather?
It was snowing.
Yeah, it was more than snowing.
All right, we had a blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
We had 22 inches of snow.
Okay, we did.
But the ironic thing is that almost to the same hour, by a few hours off, we're getting the same type of situation, except it's just not quite cold enough for all snow. But had we had a 10-to-1 snow ratio, which we typically do, rain versus snow, I bring up that 1.7 inches, we would have had by now in Mansfield, and probably similar amounts in the area, 17 inches of snow. And it's still... We still have about a half an inch of water to go with. Now, I just checked the observations just before I left, and it is snowing up at North Smithfield right now, and at the airport there, North Central Airport, and that's because they are about 440 feet elevation. Bottom line is we're going to change the snow from northwest to southeast probably within the next hour or so, and I would say off the pavement, because of the warmth, it's been, we mentioned this as well, Tom, yesterday, if you remember here, the last 2 days have been fairly mild, so the pavement is fairly warm. So what we're going to have is low visibilities, and I would say probably an average of about 2 inches of snow on the grass, and by late this afternoon, on the grass, dirt, anything that's not pavement. So what we're going to have is lower visibility. That's got to be more of the issue than the fact that there's going to be any deep snow. But it's the last part of this storm, which has had everything except we have not had any reports of thunder and lightning. but seriously, how ironic that 20 years ago, right this minute, we were looking out at still heavy snow. The snow ended late in the morning, and we had about 22 inches of snow on average. I looked at all the old 20-year-old observations. Much of Rhode Island had about the same thing, 20, 22 inches. And about 5 or 6 days later, it finally melted, and we were in the mid-70s. So,
wow.
But the point is, again, we're going to have snow over the next few hours, and it's going to be a wet snow that's going to stick to trees. But the other thing aspect of this is going to be strong winds for a few hours.
Really?
You might have noticed the winds are picking up a little bit out there, and we're going to have wind gusts for a while to 40 miles an hour. So we're going to have wind-driven wet snow that is just going to be slushy on the pavement, but will collect into the trees. And with a northeast wind, anything that faces northeast, we can all picture this. When a snowstorm ends, when you have this type of situation, all the telephone poles, that the northeast facing pole is stuck with snow, and then the other side is not. And that's the type of situation we're going to see.
Wow.
Probably winding down around 3-4 o'clock. So we've got several more hours of about a half an inch of water. So it's going to be some rain going over to wet snow, and it's going to be very wet, pasty. So anything that's not paved, we're going to have potential for about 2 inches of snow by, say, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Wow.
So not a big storm, but the thing's been going since yesterday.
Other than that, things are great.
Well, I'll tell you, tomorrow looks beautiful. Mid-40s will start to melt snow is around. But I highly recommend, because it will have a lot of standing slush around, very heavy water content, of this stuff, of clearing it away any places where you might walk out your front door, because by Monday morning we're going to be down into the 20s and everything's going to freeze up.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
20 degrees already?
Not 20 degrees, probably 27, 28, I'd say. But that's just cold enough in the early morning Mondays.
Yes.
That if you don't clear it off, you have a good day to do it tomorrow. Tomorrow compared to today, we talk about Beauty and the Beast. Yesterday and today are the beast weather-wise. Tomorrow and, you remember, Thursday was beautiful.
Right.
I mean, it was sunny all day. It wasn't exactly warm, but so we've had, as I've said this many times before, this is the time of year you can get almost anything. 2 days ago in 1945, obviously, you know, most of us don't remember it, it was 90 degrees, sunny, and it was actually kind of humid. March 30th, 1945.
Wow.
So, and then here we are talking about snow, and 20 years ago we were just looking out our windows right now, April 1st, 1997, looking out, still snowing heavily. Here we are 20 years later, it's not snowing heavily, it's raining heavily, but it's going to go over to a couple of inches of snow. How about that?
Wow. Yeah. And what about the rest of the week? Like
Guess what? And you also mentioned, and Tom...
Right. Well, what about the Red Sox...
Red
definitely
Sox
will
get
not
in.
Be playing.
No,
oh, come
no, they'll
on.
Be playing.
At 20 degrees?
No, that's the morning low. No, it's going to be, all right, here's
morning
the thing.
Low.
Here's the thing. Here's the
come
thing.
On, guys, let's play baseball. Pittsburgh's here.
Tomorrow's, no, it's tomorrow's sunshine, probably a lot of puffy clouds, mid-40s. And then Monday, because they start the game at 1 o'clock, and they're not playing at 6 a.m.
Oh, my God, I forgot. Right. It's 1 o'clock. That's right. Jeez.
I mean, at least they're...
That 4 hours,
they're smart enough,
that's going to make a big difference.
They're smart enough, if they're going to schedule a game in early April, to not play it at 3 in the morning or something. But yeah, there's going to be sunshine, increasing high clouds. They'll get the game in, probably 48, 49 degrees at game time. But then you asked, what about the rest of the week? We have another storm coming in for Tuesday. However, that one looks to be all rain. Now, some people would say, no, I'd rather have snow than rain, believe it or not. But that looks like a rainy day Tuesday. Rainy days and Tuesdays always get me down. No.
Right.
And then Wednesday and Thursday look dry. Thursday night and Friday, another storm.
You're kidding. We're still not over
that. Well, no, we're in a very active weather pattern.
So,
this
basically,
is the only one, though, I think that'll contain snow.
Mm-hmm. Easter is a washout, basically. Mother's Day, gone. You know, there's going to be a hurricane. Really?
Well, Easter is what?
Come on.
The 16th, so we're... beginning next week, we'll be able to kind of have some indications of what it'll be like weather-wise on Easter.
Yeah.
But wouldn't surprise me, it could be something like today.
How about Memorial Day?
Memorial Day, thunderstorm.
32, rain, lots of wind. They're going to name that storm Hurricane Memorial or something. I don't know.
I do have to break for commercial, but when we come back, we'll talk more about the weather. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and in studio, I've got the best in broadcasting right here. I am so psyched. Jim Corbin and Tom Rafferty are here. Give us a call on the flip side to talk to us at 508-222-1320, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The weather outside is frightful, But the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for
on Saturday,
popping.
April 1st, beginning at 10 o'clock a.m., the woods at the Oak Knoll Wildlife Sanctuary in Attleboro will echo the words of Henry David Thoreau as readers share selected Thoreau writings. Participants will follow the quarter-mile path and encounter volunteers reading short entries from Thoreau's diary, I to Myself. This event is part of the statewide celebration of the Thoreau Bicentennial. The event is rain or shine, and participants should dress for the weather and for muddy paths. You can register for the event by calling Oak Knoll at 508-223-3060.
Each year, nearly a quarter of a million people head to the emergency room due to slips in their bathrooms alone. When you add injuries caused on kitchen floors, pool decks, hardwood stairs, and walkways, it's over 1 million people. Your whole house is an obstacle course. That's why Sentinel Safe Floor Solutions provides services to make your existing floors slip-resistant and safe. Whether it's your family or your pet that has been slipping in your home, Sentinel Safe Floors can reduce the chances of being injured. Locally owned and operated and serving the greater Attleboro area, learn more about Sentinel Safe Floors by calling 508-535-5000.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. In studio, I have Jim Corbin, our super meteorologist. Happy birthday, Jim. And Tom Rafferty is here, and Mike is on the board. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Feel free to call in about any topic. It's open forum. We're talking about, you know, practical jokes and April Fool's jokes, and weather, of course, is the big topic of today. So,
I want to thank both of you, Elaine and Tom, for the coffee that I'm going to drink when I head back home, and Tom for the cake. You're so
You're
generous. Thank you,
yeah,
really.
Well.
And anyone who's in the immediate area, if you want to maybe stop by at some point, the cake will be in the refrigerator. We're all going to take a piece with us and leave it. But thank you again,
You're
Tom.
You're very
and,
welcome.
And Elaine, thank you for the coffee.
And thank you to the two ladies who... you know, I always thought I was a bad speller. They had to ask me like five times how to spell meteorologist. Do you know how to spell meteorologist? I hope I spelled it. They spelled it right.
It looks right.
Yeah.
It looks
right. Right.
It's that too early in the morning for a spelling bee.
Right.
You were asking, what was there just before I came in as I was pulling into the lot? Something about someone coming into the earth?
Yes, John Glenn, when he was the re-entry. Remember Hidden Figures, that movie?
Oh, yeah.
It was based on his space mission. And the women of Hidden Figures were the five Afro-American women who were trying to do the mathematical calculations of him to having a safe, I believe, safe re-entry into the orbit.
Yeah, because it's, when you're in space, there's essentially no friction. There's just no air. I want to say it's about 330,000 feet is the height, which is many miles up, where you start to encounter the atmosphere getting thicker and thicker, and that's why they have the heat shields, you know. And, of course, one of the reasons why, unfortunately, Columbia, remember, re-entered in 2003, and there was a malfunction of the heat shield, and, of course, it eventually burned up over Texas. You remember that?
I do.
That was back in February 2003. So, but 99.9% of the time, whenever they've been in space, they've been, you know, they've been able to get to re-enter safely. But that's what you see, you know, the heat shield, so it's able to absorb the heat. But that one developed a break, and the heat got through, and it's, you know, and then eventually it expanded, and the whole thing burned up. So,
right.
But Glenn got through fine, right? So let's end on a nice note about that.
Yeah. You know? No, it was all about that time of in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's very interesting. So how have you been spending your birthday week?
Well, last week, it was my birthday was actually 10 days ago.
But sorry. No,
the birthday tour continues.
On the weekend, though, I was over at my brother's in Duxbury.
Nice.
My brother lives over there. We had actually, his birthday is February 20th. The one in Florida is March 24th, 2 days later. So oftentimes over the years, we celebrate them all together, sometimes online. Like recently, we've had a Skype, so we can talk to him down there in Florida and stuff. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. So
good.
It's been 10 days ago. So, and as I jokingly say, I don't mind saying my age. I turned 56.
Wow,
but it's my,
you look
it's,
great.
It's, well, thank, well, thank you.
I never would have guessed it.
Well, it's all, you know, the makeup can do it. No, anyway. Actually, I haven't worn that much
makeup.
The TV.
Television.
There's the TV
last
guy.
Last time
right
I wore
there.
Makeup regularly was when I was at Channel 6. But anyway, but it's everyone's one more birthday. It's my 57th birthday.
No, we could. Yes. We debated this before.
We did debate it, but
yeah.
You still don't agree.
No.
The day you were born is your birthday.
It's the day of your birth, but it isn't like, you know, they don't bring a cake in and bring presents. Oh,
I've served when babies are born. They
yeah,
bring
that
baby
is
shower.
The day of
yeah,
your birth.
Baby shower, they have Mike.
Well,
there you go. I'm just bringing it up as I always like to jokingly say. I know now that I remember it, you kind of disputed it last time. But you can always say to someone it's another way, like I talk about, what time is noontime? And it's almost never 12 o'clock. And you can get a thing and look it up because depending on your time zone and stuff like that, that's another one. Someone could say, "What is today your 33rd birthday?" And they'll say, "Yes, yeah, I'm 33." And you can say, "No, you're not. It's your 34th birthday." And then they'll say, what are you talking about?" And then you can say, "Well, you have to include the day you were born."
Right.
So you've had 34 birthdays, but you turned 33.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that I'm another year older?
No, I disagree. The first one is your day of your birth. The rest of them are your birthdays.
If I say my birthday is March 22nd, I was born on March 22nd, 1961. That was my birthday.
Okay, fine. Right. You know
what? Here my argument with Tom, he brought in a nice cake for me.
I've been counting backwards, and I am now 16.
Awesome. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I might have to do that.
Hey,
great.
My mother did at 39, and she died at 7.
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wait a minute. That Mork and Mindy did that. Remember when they had the kid? The kid started out as an old guy, and then he grew small.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's terrific. I love the way that your logic. I do.
Yeah. Well, hey, why not? I mean, you know, it's just a number, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Are you coming to fill in for other folks?
I'm not.
You know, I heard this might be something you might.
Let me just check.
I heard
schedule here.
Dom, did you hear Dom in May is going to be gone for a few days.
Is he really?
He's going. He mentioned on the air this.
I don't know about Dom. He still doesn't even let me at his house. I've been to his house a couple times.
Oh, the dog?
Yeah.
There? Right? Wasn't the dog in
the
window?
Yeah, the dog was in the window. And,
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't know. I probably will.
Yeah,
eventually.
You probably will.
Yeah. I'd love to fill in for Jim. Wouldn't that be great?
Hey, I'd love it. I'll teach you a few things about the weather and stuff.
That'd be great.
And but you could pull off anything. You don't have to be taught anything, Tom. You just.
He is a professional.
He's a
rain. That's it. Back to you, Dom.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Are you going to the home show? Have you any need to
Where
go?
Where is it?
It's at the Rhode Island Convention Center today and
is
tomorrow.
It really?
Yeah, it's only $10 Saturday,
really?
10 a.m. to, let's see here, Saturday to 9 p.m. tonight, and then Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5.
Oh, cool.
I heard yesterday that they brought the egg hunt indoors. Did you hear that?
No.
There was the egg hunt. Where was it? Somewhere in Attleboro.
Really?
It was supposed to be outdoors, but yesterday it was changed to indoors. I think maybe at the high school cafeteria or something.
Jeez, I don't know.
Some event that was going on, that was scheduled outdoors today is now indoors. So I just throw that out if anyone was thinking of knowing what I'm talking about.
Yeah, give us a call. I know that there's Thoreau at the Thoreau in the Woods is happening today.
Oak
I don't
Knoll,
know.
I think, right?
Yeah, Mass Audubon's Oak Knoll's Wildlife Sanctuary on Park Street today. And it's a free event. Rain or shine, they said. Participants should dress accordingly. And, it starts at 10 a.m., but
they
don't
know. Doing that in the snow. Again, not a big storm, but it said rain or shine. So, although it didn't say snow or shine, so maybe they won't
Yeesh.
Do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out. I really don't. But I think it's a good day to make chicken soup or something hearty, beef stew or something like
Popeye.
That. Go to the movies, you know. And
although when you go to the movies on a day like today, mm-hmm. you know it's going to be really packed and you might not be able to get in.
Off times. Go early, like 12:20.
Okay, all right. That makes sense.
Later in the afternoon, like even at 3 o'clock. Even, I went to see A Dog's Purpose with my granddaughter. We did the 3 o'clock show, mm-hmm. and there was hardly anybody there. And it's crazy. Well, want to wrap it up once? I have like 30 seconds for you, then I got to do my wrap up. Go ahead.
Okay, well, just I haven't looked out the window in the last half hour, but we're going to change over to snow, wind driven wet snow, mostly just slushiness on the pavement, but up to 2 inches by three in the afternoon. Again, sticking mostly to trees and bushes, that type of thing. Low visibility, though, so just be careful. Much nicer tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay, and I'd like to thank my guests, Tom Rafferty, and of course, happy birthday to Jim Corbin, and also for Mike for working and keeping me on track and on schedule. And we want to wish all of you a great day. Try to make the best of it. Want you to know that we do have programming, live programming, 6 days a week from 6 a.m. to noontime, 6 days a week, folks. I was at an event where people didn't even know that we were up and running again, so there are going to be new listeners coming on, so I'll promote us every single chance I get out in the community. Dominic will be back at 6 a.m. to 9, Monday through Friday, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Out and About with Elaine, my show starts at 7 a.m. to 8, followed by Dave Kane and Company with Donna from 9 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320. We want to thank you so much for listening to our shows. We are live 6 days a week. Keep our station on the dial there and meet me back here next Saturday for another fun show. Take care, everyone.
It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone.